Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty important in the data world. It's a new security issue with Apache Parquet. Now, even if you're not super technical, Parquet is, well, it's kind of fundamental for handling big data.
It really is. Think of it as a super efficient way to store and organize huge data sets. Platforms like Spark, Hadoop, Hive, they all rely on it. It helps them pull data quickly for analytics, BI, machine learning, you name it.
And it's open source, right? So lots of people use it.
Exactly, which means a vulnerability can have, you know, pretty wide ripples.
Right. So our mission today is basically to break down this vulnerability. It's called CVE-2025-30065 and talk about a new tool that's popped up to detect it. We want to give you the key info on the risks and how to protect yourself without hopefully getting lost in the weeds. Okay, so first off, there's this new proof-of-concept tool out from F5 Labs. That sounds significant.
It is significant, yeah, because it moves this vulnerability from, let's say, a theoretical problem to something tangible, something you can actually test for.
Right.
Having a public PACY tool like this really shows how an exploit could work.
So it makes the threat more real.
It allows administrators to actually check their own systems, see if they're exposed. It's not necessarily saying widespread attacks are happening now, but it gives people a way to verify their defenses.
Okay, like a warning shot?
Sort of. It shows the mechanism. Now, actually exploiting it widely might still be tricky, but this tool helps you check your own lock, basically, especially if you handle data you don't fully trust.
Got it. So let's dig into the vulnerability itself then. CVE-2025-30065. What exactly is the problem here?
Okay, so at its core, it's a deserialization issue.
Deserialization.
Yeah, it sounds technical, but think of it like this. You pack something complex away flat, maybe like Lego pieces, that's serialization. Deserialization is putting it back together. The problem here is within a specific part of Parquet's Java library, the Parquet Avro module. It's not being strict enough about which Lego pieces, or Java classes in this case, it allows when it's rebuilding things from Parquet files that contain Avro data.
So it's not checking the list of allowed pieces carefully enough when rebuilding.
Precisely. It fails to properly control which Java classes can be created or instantiated when loading that data.
And what's the danger if someone exploits that lack of control?
Well, if a specially crafted malicious Parquet file gets loaded, an attacker could potentially force the system to create certain Java objects you wouldn't normally.
Just creating an object doesn't sound too bad on its own.
Not always, no. The issue is some Java classes are designed to do something automatically when they're created, like make a network connection. So the vulnerability could allow an attacker to trigger the creation of one of those classes. It's not direct remote code execution. They can't just run any command they want. But if the class that gets created has a side effect, like making that network call, that could lead to unintended network activity, maybe data exfiltration, things like that.
I see. And this affects quite a few versions.
Yes. It was discovered by Ki Lee, a researcher at Amazon, disclosed April 1st this year, and it affects all Apache Parquet versions up to and including 1.15.0.
Right, up to 1.15.00.
And this F5 Labs tool we mentioned, they built it because other tools weren't quite cutting it.
That seems to be the case. They felt the existing Parquets weren't reliable enough for detection, so they created their own, which they call a canary exploit.
A canary exploit, like the bird in the coal mine.
Exactly like that. Their tool, which is up on GitHub, tries to instantiate a very specific Java class, javax.swing.editorkit. And the interesting thing about this class is that just creating it, just instantiating it, triggers an outgoing HTTP GET request to an external server.
So it phones home, essentially. Yes.
Yeah.
But in a harmless way. It's just a signal.
So if that request happens, you know your system allowed that class to be created, which means it's vulnerable.
Precisely. It's a safe way to test. It confirms susceptibility to this uncontrolled instantiation without doing any actual damage. Super useful for admins.
Okay. Now, I've heard some discussion, maybe from Endor Labs and F5 themselves, suggesting that pulling off real-world attacks using this might actually be quite challenging. Why is that? Is this maybe a bit overblown?
That's a really important nuance, yeah. Both labs seem to agree that widespread, easy exploitation is, well, unlikely. The main reason, as we touched on, is that it doesn't give attackers a direct way to run arbitrary code. It only lets them trigger the creation, the instantiation of specific Java classes.
Right. They can only ask for certain ingredients, not write the whole recipe.
Exactly. The danger only materializes if one of those requested classes then does something bad as a side effect, like making network calls or manipulating files in unexpected ways.
So The vulnerability opens a door, but you still need something specific and potentially harmful waiting on the other side for it to be truly dangerous.
That's a good way to put it. It depends on what classes are available on the system's class path and what those classes do when instantiated.
So where is the most significant risk then? Who really needs to be worried?
The biggest concern is for systems that process Parquet files coming from places you don't control or trust. Unknown sources, unverified uploads, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In those scenarios, even that limited ability to instantiate some classes could be weaponized. An attacker might try to trigger a class that leaks data or maybe interacts with internal network services.
Okay, so data ingestion points are key here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So while it might not be, you know, a five-alarm fire for everyone, it's certainly a real risk under those specific but not uncommon circumstances.
All right. So for people listening who think, okay, this might apply to us, what are the concrete actions they should take? What's the checklist?
Okay, number one, absolutely top priority. Upgrade. Get to Apache Parquet version 1.15.1 or newer. That version contains the fix.
Upgrade first. Got it.
Second, use the built-in protection. There's a configuration setting, org.apache.parquet.avro, serializable packages. You need to use this to explicitly list only the Java packages you trust and need for deserialization.
So lock down the list of allowed Lego pieces.
Exactly. Restrict the attack surface. Third, use that F5 Labs canary tool we talked about.
Yeah.
Test your systems. It's safe. It's available. Find out if you're currently exposed.
Test and verify. Makes sense.
Fourth, and this is always good practice anyway, be really careful about where you're getting Parquet files from. Limit ingestion from untrusted or unauthenticated external sources if you possibly can.
Know your data sources.
And finally, auditing and monitoring. Watch your logs. Look for unusual Java class instantiations, unexpected network traffic originating from processes that handle Parquet data. These could be red flags.
Right. Keep an eye out for anything suspicious. Okay. Those are solid steps. Now, for some listeners, implementing all this might feel a bit daunting. Maybe they don't have a big internal security team. Our research mentioned companies like Technigene that specialize in this area.
Yeah, that's right. And it's worth knowing that there are firms out there, Technigene being one example, that offer services specifically for this kind of challenge. Things like vulnerability assessments, they can scan your systems for this and other issues. Patch management, making sure you get updates like the Parquet 1.15.1 patch applied correctly.
And ongoing monitoring, too.
And ongoing security monitoring, yes.
Yeah.
To detect suspicious activity if something does get through. They basically offer specialized expertise and extra layer of support, particularly for complex environments like big data setups.
So kind of like having security specialists on call. And Technigene, they operate quite a bit in Southern California, Irvine, Anaheim, places like that.
That's correct. They have a strong presence there, Orange County and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Their focus on securing data environments makes them relevant for issues exactly like this Parquet vulnerability.
What to know. Okay, let's try and wrap this up. We've covered a lot of ground on this Apache Parquet vulnerability. What are the absolute key takeaways for everyone listening?
Okay, bottom line. There's a significant vulnerability, CVE-2025-30065, in a widely used data format, Apache Parquet. There's now a public tool that can detect it, which makes the threat more concrete.
But the actual risk is nuanced.
It is nuanced, yes. Widespread, easy attacks are thought to be difficult. But the risk is very real if you're processing Parquet files from sources you don't trust. And the good news is there are clear steps to take. Upgrade Parquet, restrict deserialization, use the canary tool to test, be careful with beta sources, and monitor your systems.
So upgrade, restrict, test, be cautious, and monitor. Pretty clear. And this whole situation, it really underscores just how vital it is to, well, know where your data comes from and keep your software up to date, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's fundamental security hygiene, but sometimes it takes an incident like this to bring it back into focus.
Definitely. So maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to ponder.
Yeah, think about this. We rely so much on open source software now for really critical things. What does that mean for security overall? How can organizations, how can you get ahead of these things? Move from just reacting to vulnerabilities like this one towards more proactively managing the risks that come with using these powerful shared tools. Something to consider about your own data pipelines and security posture.